New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Geddes here. What you're about to hear is a clip taken from one of our Patreon exclusive podcasts as part of the 12 Pods of Christmas series. My guest today is Mark McCarney. He's a very funny comedian. He makes a lot of videos online. He's a very elusive character. You know, he lives in the middle of nowhere. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe that's just a persona that he puts across. But he very much does his own thing on his own terms, makes his own videos. And we have a hilarious conversation. We also touch on how he's running his own comedy business at the minute, you know, trying to make his own content online, you know, behind a paywall on his own website. Very smart guy, very funny guy, and just an absolute turbo culture. So if anybody needs any subtitles or anything, feel free to get in contact with us. But we had a good laugh. The guy's looking, he said he's looking for a wife, a nice homely lady. You know, none of these Insta hoes out here. He wants a nice homely girl. So it's basically the start of a campaign to get Mark McCarney a woman. But we have a funny chat, funny guy, great guy, and we had sushi after this podcast, which is was a big moment in Mark McCarney's life and a day that he'll never forget. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. Please welcome, guys, Mark McCarney.
See,
it's crazy.
Because, like, we're the last generation that kind of remembers before all that.
Uh-huh.
Like, I remember 10 getting an abacus. Fuck. The speed of this fucking abacus.
Is that greased up?
And then I remember in school, like,
you got an abacus?
First year at school, there was no computers.
Even for that time, that was some, you know, antiquated shit there, like.
So you think they'll all try to
get you fucking when I'm wheeling with a stick, and you're like,
running. You go to college, we'll get him an abacus. And then, like, second year then, you get these big fucking computers.
Yeah.
I just remember MSN just going, it fucking just loading 8-bit. The tits coming.
Oh my god. The tits coming. You know.
But no, strange times.
Porn.com.
Strange times. Yeah. That's literally what you're doing years ago.
Yeah.
Weather.com. Porn, what do I need?
Directions.com.
Where's daddy.com?
Maps.com.
What did you do before Google?
I remember having like a phone that had like WAP on it. You know, it was like, oh, you can get GPS.
Wet ass pussy.
You wet ass pussy. Yeah, you could just one song. But you could, you know, you supposedly could get maps. But I still couldn't wrap my head around the fucking technology. I would have the phone and be like, I think it does maps, but I don't know. You know, like, hand it off to someone, you make it work.
There was a wild time in our school where we would deal with phone mobiles. So a guy would be like,
I mean, is this not your business?
No, this is like a school. It's like, I got an upgrade there and I have this Nokia 8310 filled the brim with porn.
Aye.
£50. I still have that phone.
Do you? Like,
I have it under the pillow at night and gets lonely.
Like, they're selling fucking, like preloaded, like something you put in your TV to get Sky and all. You know, like one of those things. I've loaded it up for you already. £50.
I mean, the guy used to sell ringtones.
Ringtone Jeff?
You give me a fiver.
Tone Deaf Jeff?
And then he'd hum be witched into the fucking speaker.
Polyphonic Phil down the street there. I remember someone got fucking Zombie Nation on Polyphonic, and I was like, that cunt is the coolest cunt I've ever seen in my life. And then I seen a meme the other day. Someone was like, the cheek of people to put a protective cover on that 3310. Like, you throw it off a fucking, you know, cliff, it would be fine.
I was very tempted to get one of them dumb ones. Hey, sometimes that phone does my fucking head in.
You want an old phone now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I wouldn't mind one.
I have all notifications off.
Yeah.
Unless email and WhatsApp. Yeah. Everything else is fucking just...
I've turned most of mine off. I get like Instagram DMs maybe.
No, I don't even get that. It's funny, I don't even look at... People probably think I'm an ignorant cunt, but I don't even check. I don't get messages. But the odd time I'd take a flick through. And funny, I was on Facebook the other night. I was updating the profile picture or something. And I happened to go into the messages. Don't ever say to me again about men being dirtier than women. Some of the fucking messages...
But this is what amazes me. why are you getting them? No, I mean, no offense. Why is Mickey getting... Why is everyone getting these mad bitches in their DMs?
No offense. Why is an ugly cunt like you getting... But, like, it's just, like, men are all polite. And, like...
Well, excuse me, Mark. You wouldn't show us your cock, could you? No.
Like...
Perchance.
The first one opened. This doll... I just, like, my God. It's, like, what the fuck was his name?
I mean, we'll take a look after.
Something like... I'll let you come with Tetsy, bring me to Bendoran. What do you do with that? Take her to cash and come and want it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Imagine that. It sounds fun.
No, but like, clearly if I went, no bother.
Yeah.
She was just like blocked.
No.
You know, that dirty bastard agreeing to whatever I said.
No chatting the way up the road, no. Then you're just fucking eating a candy floss. not much yield out of that one. I already had two this morning. Apologies.
The tight curd on the top of that. I'd say there is. It's been a long year.
I don't think I've had a single like message like that ever in the thousands of fucking DMs and all sorts
know,
of shit.
You know, you look at their profile and you can go, I can tell, but you're glass A, you're not waste. Alarm, but them three teeth are sending the alarm bells.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.